And when we think about how many lives in this room and how much you've walked through, there's not a single individual here who doesn't know pain and trauma and despair and suffering and hopelessness. And today, there's not a single person in this room that doesn't know joy and hopefulness and recovery and vision. People would ask me that, what do you want to be when you grow up? I'd say, you know what? I don't want to go to prison, man. You know, I just didn't think a young, good-looking guy like me would flourish in a penitentiary, you know? Didn't see all my potentials being realized there. And in this process, there is a fundamental question that I think we all share. And it's, how can I feel okay? Right? I mean, isn't that what we're always doing? Like, when we're out there in this world, what's going to make me feel okay? How can I be okay? And I didn't know what that was like. I always wanted to be a good person. And you know what? I don't think I've ever met anyone in my life who doesn't, deep down in their heart, always want to be a good person. I didn't know how. In a caravan, I'm driving a 57 Chevy truck. I've got Sue, two little boys, she's pregnant. There's a station wagon, a truck, and we're hauling two horses. I'm not sure what that was about. And we went looking for work. And we drove. We slept on the sides of the roads. We were going to Wyoming. No work in Wyoming. We went and basically ran out of gas and money in a small town called Grand Junction, Colorado. So I'm 19 years old now. We're out of gas, we're out of money. I'm about to become a dad. We hawk whatever we have to get some tents. And essentially, I wound up in a homeless camp by the river under a bridge as I'm preparing to be a dad and trying to figure out how people live life. And I stagger up to this door. My shirt's ripped open, right? I've been in a fight. It's like 3 a.m. I've got the remains of a six-pack in my hand. And I open this door. And the house was not empty. I saw my little girl, 10 months old, being held by her grandmother. And they looked up at me. And there's nowhere to hide my shame. Here is the reason you're leaving. I can't forget that image. I don't think I ever want to. You know, I had another year and a half of hurting people. And in that moment, there was another thing that finally appeared in my mind, which had never occurred to me. And that was that I was this way, not because of my situation, my environment, the way I grew up. The reason I felt this shame was because I did shameful things. I was the cause of my suffering at this point in my life. And there was no one else to blame. Have you ever guys noticed that people with money have blue toilet water? Have you checked that out? Like, I go to their house and like, it's blue, man. It's like serene. So I'd go in there and
oh my goodness.
I liked it a lot. I remember that vividly as a little kid. And you're not going to believe this, but you can buy blue toilet water at the grocery store. It was right there on aisle 5. I was like, holy wow. It was like 98 cents, man. So like I got two. Oh, I took them both home, baby. I threw them both in there. I had blue freaking toilet water. And then you know where I'm at, the meeting. Hey, I got blue toilet water, man. Like, people are like, shit. And I share that story because it's a bigger message. Blue toilet water was always on aisle 5. It was always 98 cents. And never in my life had I seen it there. It wasn't for me. That was for other people. It's always been on aisle 5. It's always been accessible. We were just always looking in the wrong places. Because the question that when I got here that I looked for all my life was, what is going to make me feel good? And you guys taught me to ask a different question. How can I help? How can I be helpful? How can I be of service? And it was a very different question. I discovered one of the most profound lessons of my life, and something I really hope I can share with you today, and that is all of us, me for sure, but I think pretty safely I can share that all of us want to and really be good people, right? We want to know our worthiness and value. We want some level of happiness and some inner peace and to learn to be okay here. And by asking this different question about how can I be helpful, I learned that lasting happiness does not come from doing things that make you feel good. It comes from doing things you feel good about. When we do things we feel good about, we're going to feel good tomorrow and the next day. You find your worthiness and value by doing worthy and valuable things. And that lasts. This old guy in the program, you know how sympathetic they are. And he said, you know, I don't know if you'll ever get your daughter back. Nobody does. That's not the way it works, man. But if she's ever put back in your life, you can be someone worth finding. Boom. And that's the deal, right? You guys know this, and I've heard it here from other speakers all around. We are not in charge of the universe and the world out there. But we have power over the only thing that really matters in life, and that's how we show up for it. And the only thing preventing me from being the person I want to be are the actions I take. You guys taught me that. So I started taking these other actions. And yeah, circumstances got better. And I made a lot of mistakes. And I made amends. One day I got the call. Are you the father of this little girl, Jessica? And, man. And I got in the car. She's 550 miles away. She's up in Northern California. I'm in this car. I got a little cassette player on the dashboard. And I'm just, you know, they told me, you know what, talk into this cassette. All my fears, worries, concerns, anxieties, you know, excitement. I'm driving, I'm talking like 550 miles. I'm talking the whole freaking way, man. I'm scared, my heart's beating. What's she gonna be like? And I pulled into that driveway. Oh, man. It's 26 years ago. And my heart's just beating. Is she gonna want a hug? is she not going to want to hug? She's never met me. And that door opened, just like that other door. But this time, on the other side of it, was an 8.5-year-old girl in her best dress, ready to meet her dad. Oh, man. She hugged me immediately. She did not let go. It was by far the best day of my life. March 24th, 26 years ago. It was just last month. We had her. And I had the honor of raising her since then.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you. She had a younger sister who became my other daughter. I got two for the price of one. And I got to learn how to be a dad. This journey of learning how to be a better human being, a better person, finding the opportunity to look in the mirror, has given me many gifts. And since I'm running short on time, I'll just give it up. I became a Buddhist monk. This kid who couldn't talk, who hurt everybody he's ever had in his life, became a Tibetan Buddhist monk. I even got to teach 3 years in the public schools, in my robes, kicking it with the homies. I spent another 3 years working for the monastery. I got to learn how to engage in life. Now, I'm telling you the highlights because I have limited time, but you know, I also messed up a lot. I didn't know how to do relationships. I had to learn how to be intimate with my heart. I had to learn how to live with other human beings. I had to learn how to say I'm sorry. And you guys taught me all that. You held me the whole way. Thank you so much for sharing with me.